through the Alaska Airlines studios.
This is Tom, Jake, and Stacy on 710 ESPN Seattle. Streaming live on the 710 Sports app and at 710sports.com.
Now, here are your hosts, Tom Wassel, Jake Heaps, and Stacy Ross.
Hour number three of Tom, Jake, and Stacy. You know what? I think we needed the callers today at 1 o'clock to fire us up for one reason. Sometimes when you talk about something so much over the course of 5 days, like you may have been confident in this game on Tuesday. Like Tuesday, you're like, you know what? We can go to Lambeau. We can beat these guys. But by Friday, you've talked about it so much. You've thought about it so much that you're like, you talk yourself into a frenzy. You may end up on the other side where you're like, you know what? I've analyzed this thing to death, and I kind of like the Packers. So we have Michael Bumpus is with us now. I'm just telling him, I think we're back on the fired up side. We're pretty confident. How confident are you?
Beginning of this week, I was really confident. I'm still confident, but I've watched more film on Green Bay, and it's almost like you convince yourself, oh, man, they do this well. Oh, they do this well. How are they going to counter this? But I think that this team's ready to go to Green Bay and make some history. They haven't won a divisional playoff game on the road in a while, so why not change the narrative and do things that no one expects them to do? That's pretty much what they've been doing all year.
Now, that's nice to say, Michael. Now, you said that as you watched film, you started to convince yourself of some things. What are some of the things that stood out to you that get you second-guessing or get you nervous about what the Packers present to the Seahawks?
It's all Za'Darius Smith, man. He's so versatile. He lines up in that wide 7-9 technique. He gets in a two-point stance, in a three-point stance. He's over the guard. He's over the other guard. He's just super versatile, and he collapses that pocket. So he's the main threat, I feel like, on that defense. Yes, the other Smith is a baller. He's doing his thing. But the more versatile Smith is Za'Darius. And then I just question, I'm like, okay, how healthy is Dwayne Brown going to be? You know, can Fetty handle it when he comes on his edge? So he's the guy. Other than that, I like what I'm seeing. I think that this team can throw the football against him. I think they can run the football against him. They want to funnel everything in the middle and let Blake Martinez make all the tackles. And if that's what they want to do, I think the Hawks are ready for that. When you look in the box, and you see a number 30 something, another number 30, and not the 50s. That means little guys are in the box. So those guards got to get to those little guys and blow them up.
Yeah, and that's the interesting part about Za'Darius Smith is where, you know, I've kind of pointed out that he is the lifeblood of that defense. So if he gets going, he is the attitude, he is the swagger, he's the trash talker, he's everything to that defense. And if you can neutralize him, you put yourself in a pretty dang good position, and the fact that they play so much nickel and dime, it's kind of the opposite of what the Seahawks' approach is. So very interesting.
No, definitely. So if Za'Darius Smith is Seattle's matchup nightmare, who's Green Bay's matchup nightmare?
I would say Green Bay's matchup nightmare, it has to be the receivers, man. You know, I think that DK is taking his game to another level right now. I think As an athlete, period, you have to believe you're better than what you really are to be successful. And I think he's there just by the way he walks, the way he's talking, the way he's running his routes, the way he's catching the football. I think he's seen a Peterson this year. He's seen a Sherman. He's seen some of the best corners in the league already. Kevin Jones, I believe his name is. UW Cat. What's his name?
Kevin King.
Good football player. And I think DK's up for the matchup. And I think just the way that Russell Wilson and DK and Lockett have been playing over the past few weeks, I think they're primed for a big game. So they got to look out for DK, man. DK's got some swag going right now.
You know what, though? If I'm the Packers, why not just, I don't know, double cover him and not worry about the run game at all? Like, dare Pete Carroll to say, you know what, if you're going to beat me, you're going to beat me with Marshawn Lynch and Travis Homer, which they're probably not going to. I mean, why wouldn't the Packers just do that?
Yeah, I'm not mad at that game plan. If I am the Packers, that's exactly what I want to try to do, is make them run the football, because you're playing with some backups. Beast mode is beast mode, has a great history. Truth of the matter is, he's 33 years old. He hasn't played a lot of football. He's not the same player, but he's still effective out there. So, yeah, force him to run the football. And if they do that, I think they'll be successful. If they come out with that same personnel that I've seen them come out with, if they want to play small ball and they want to force the Hawks to run the football, it's going to be a long day for those guys.
Who's the one player on the Seahawks defense that needs to step up in your mind? Who's that one guy that if he has an unbelievable game, they're going to win because of this player?
I heard you mention Trey Flowers.
Yeah, I guess in that answer, it's more of, who's a guy that's really struggled that needs to play well? Because you know better than anybody that when you watch that tape, you start to, if you're Aaron Rodgers and if you're Davante Adams, you go, I want to pick up on that guy. He hasn't played very well in the last game. But who's the guy that you think If he wins, he's the difference. Or if he plays well, he's the difference.
I'm going to go Quandre because he's got to stay on top of Adams. I think if you can neutralize Adams and neutralize Aaron Jones, you have a chance. And just staying over the top, making sure that you hear McDougal talk about his relationship with Quandre. They're like, look, we're on the same page. He's calling out plays. He's allowing McDougal to play free. Hence, McDougal had 11 tackles last game because he's out there flying around. I think that if they can come with that same comfort and say, hey, look, Quandre's got everything over the top. We'll take everything underneath. They'll be fine. And they'll need some help from the corners or whatnot because Adams is going to be on the left side. He'll be on the right side. But as long as Quandre's in the back lurking and keeping things in front, I think they'll be okay.
You think Aaron Jones is more dangerous than Aaron Rodgers?
Yes, I do, just because he's more versatile at this point. And everyone's talking about Aaron Rodgers not having a great year. I'm like, dude, he's got 4,000 yards, 26 touchdowns.
So four interceptions. He's had a good year. Like, it's not the Aaron Rodgers. It's all relative, right?
Yeah.
If Trubisky had that year, you'd be like, oh, man, MVP consideration.
Yeah, exactly. I go with Aaron Jones just because he's versatile. He can run the football. He catches the football in the backfield. And he has big playability. It's all about the potential of what he can do. His numbers are okay, but it's the potential. You see him with the football in his hands. You're like, man, if you don't wrap up, you don't tackle, he can bust out a 20-yard run, a 30-yard run at any moment.
How important are avoiding penalties in this game? I thought my two biggest things going into this game are no self-inflicted wounds and don't get yourself in a situation where the officials end up beating you at the end. How important is it just to avoid penalties so that you can do all this other stuff?
It's super important, especially offensively. On first down, that's kind of been like the Achilles heel for the Hawks at times. They'll a false start on first down or a delay of game. Last game, I was stressed out. You know how many times I saw the play clock get into the red numbers,
yeah.
And I'm like, let's go, let's go, let's go. So I think if they can clean that up, it's all about first down penalties and then not jumping off sides and letting Aaron Rodgers get that free play that he seems to be the only quarterback to get in this league. So
yeah.
just be disciplined, watch the hard count. I think Jadeveon Clowney was talking about that, how Aaron Rodgers is a master of just hard counting and getting guys to jump.
And the other thing is, pass rushers beware, because you know if you're near Aaron Rodgers and you push him with your pinky and he starts to go down, they're gonna flag you.
Yep,
I mean, how do you avoid that? You're a pass rusher. Just do your best.
You cross your fingers and pray to whoever you pray to, because
scientific method, Tom. Don't question it.
Well, listen, they got away. Clowney got away with the hit on Wentz last week, and the whole world knows it. I just wonder if the officials are looking at him like, you know what? If you go anywhere, if you even look at Aaron Rodgers funny, we're going to flag you.
He has to be on the radar. You know, he's knocked out Wentz, twice in his career. And then Aaron Rodgers is like right beneath Tom Brady when it comes to getting calls. So they're going to protect number 12. They're going to be looking after Clowney. So he's just got to be careful. But you got to let him loose, man. I mean, it's the playoffs. It's go time. I want him to smack Rodgers under his chin. And why does Aaron Rodgers still wear that chin strap like that? I don't understand.
Great question.
He has an old soul.
It's part of that you act like what you grew up with. So he saw Brett Favre do the same thing. And I don't know. It's just a –
Wait a minute. The other guys don't wear chin straps anymore?
No, it's the little tiny soft.
The one – it's the soft – usually all players have a hard – plated chin strap, and Aaron Rodgers has just got the one chin strap, the one one button or one buckle soft chin strap, old school.
Huh.
I think it's just defiance.
Yeah, I haven't worn that since freshman year high school.
I know, and he's crazy for doing it. Michael, when you look at this in terms of Russell Wilson, 95% of the offense, you want to try to avoid that. And the only way that you can do that is by being effective in the ground game. And Pete Carroll earlier this week talked about how he wants to rely on Marshawn Lynch a little bit more. What does that look like in your mind? Because when Pete says that, people automatically think, oh, well, he's expecting a 100-yard game out of Marshawn Lynch. What does it look like to you?
Relying on Marshawn Lynch to me means 15 carries, 50 yards. You know, I think at this point this is the third game with the Travis Homer and Marshawn Lynch backfield. And I think they kind of know what they bring to the table. You know, Marshawn, he busts off a 15-yard run. He's going to be gassed. He's going to be tired. He's going to tap the helmet. He's going to need a break. But I think Marshawn is more the A-gap, B-gap guy. And you get Homer on the edges and let him use his speed. Granted, Homer's not scared. He's not going to shy away from contact. I don't think he's afraid to run up the gut and take on linebackers or whatnot. But that's not his strong suit as of yet. You know, maybe as he gets older and he develops a bit, he can do it. But right now, man, use his speed. You got Thunder and Lightning back there. It's not Carson and Penny, but you still have a Thunder and Lightning back there.
How, I have a question though. How, if Marshawn Lynch busts off for say 20 yards on a given play, how much rest does he need after that? Like in real time, does he need 10 minutes, 20 minutes, 5 minutes? Like what does he, because he looks like he's, I mean, he's in better shape than I am. He's only been off for a year. So like how long do we need to take him out for?
I would say
a couple plays,
about 2 or 3 plays.
So, Homer so goes maybe in about 2 or 3 plays.
Yeah, it's maybe about 3 or 4
pass
minutes.
Pass the ball out around, let Russell run, and get him back in.
Get
there.
Him on the oxygen mask. You know, but make sure he's good to go.
I mean, that's a balancing act in and of itself.
I have one last question. So, when you're watching the Packers, obviously only have 3 losses this year. Is there a common denominator with when X goes wrong, the Packers can't win?
No, I think.
Because with Seattle, I'd say like, oh, if protection isn't great, or if you know the pass rush doesn't get going, but
I think it's all about Adams. You know, if Adams is shut down, it's going to be a long day for them. Jimmy Graham's not the same; he doesn't look the same anymore. I think it's all about Adams and Jones. Jones is going to get his regardless. He's a running back; he's in great shape. He's going to get his touches. You can't really deter Jones from getting touches unless you're in long yardage situations. Now, Adams, you can deter the heck out of that. You can bracket him. You can send a safety over the top. You can jam him off the line. So I think if you could neutralize Adams, if that goes wrong, if they cannot get the ball to Adams, then I think they start to stutter a little bit.
Michael Bumpus joins us every single Friday. You want to give us a score prediction on this?
Score prediction.
Yeah.
All right.
Just venture one.
Because I'm so good at it.
That's
are you
right.
good at, are you make, do they
I'm
can make predictions on the morning show?
I haven't won a game.
Not one?
Not one. Mm. I picked the winner, though. That's the point, right? But
yeah, it's not. No. Nope.
You have to be close to the score.
I got the good guys 24-20.
24-20.
24-20.
Okay. Sounds like you want to say overtime.
No, I don't want to say overtime. Please,
don't
no
say overtime.
That couldn't really 24-20 couldn't happen in overtime, could it?
No.
Yeah. No. If you were 20,
you got to win by a field goal or
field goal
touchdown.
Or a six, oh, three yeah, or six, God. Right? All right, never mind.
Look, don't question the logic.
All right, well, I think you're at least you're near the mark. Thanks for joining us. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
All right, it's time for some wacky game shows.
Packers,
dangerously cheesy.
Ooh, I was wondering nice. What you'd do for that, Curtis. Nice job. All
solid.
Right, so it is our weekly game show where we give you guys a preview of either the opponent, the matchup, whatnot. A point for each correct answer. We'll go back and forth between Tom and Jake. I ask the questions. Let's start with Tom.
Are you going to change the
no.
way we score it mid-game?
No. It's just going to be a point for a right question.
All right.
I actually asked this in the control room and was told no. So.
Okay.
It was vetoed. That's fair. All right. Question number one. Tom.
Yes.
Within two, name how many interceptions Aaron Rodgers has thrown this year and how many interceptions the Seahawks defense has made.
Okay. Within two.
Within two.
Within
so you have some wiggle
of
room.
Of each number?
Of each number.
Okay, for Rodgers, I'm going to say 4.
Okay.
On the nose.
And I'm sorry, the second one was how many?
How many interceptions the Seahawks defense has?
Total.
Total.
Within two. Okay. 12.
Oh, no, it's 16.
Oh, I wasn't
quite a
that
few.
Far off.
No,
no,
not far
no,
off.
No.
14 would have won it, Tom.
So how many points do I get? Do I get a check mark or no?
I believe that's a no.
So
Stacey
no.
doesn't
no,
want to say it.
No,
but
I get
no.
I get an X.
You get an X for that point. Every week, people text in and they make a joke about Jake getting the easy questions. Like, I'll turn to Jake and be like, spell football. And here we go. Question number two. Jake, name 2 Packers defensive starters.
Oh, come on.
Wait, are you serious?
Jake, I want you to throw
Jake,
the game.
Name
throw
4.
The game.
Name 4 defensive starters.
Okay, that's tough.
Adrian Amos. Blake Martinez, Preston Smith, Za'Darius Smith.
He can
yes,
probably,
they're
can.
All right.
Kevin King.
Yep, yep. That's
Ari
okay.
Alexander.
All right.
All right,
he
Jake.
Stay
humble. Kenny
Clark.
Here,
starting
you?
Defense.
Tom, all right, name the starting quarterback. No, I'm just kidding. Tom, one of the following statements is true about the Seahawks and Packers. A, the Seahawks have a better turnover differential. B, the Packers have a better turnover differential. Or C, the two teams are tied for turnover differential.
Seahawks have a better turnover differential.
They're actually, I know, I'm sorry. They're actually tied, plus
really?
12 this season. Jake, Za'Darius Smith leads the Packers in sacks this year. How many does he have?
Oh,
over or under 12?
Tom, do you want to take this question?
I didn't hear it. I was so mad. I didn't even hear it.
He has over.
Over what?
He has over 12 sacks.
He has 13.5 sacks this year. I'm just reading them. This is just the order
That's
the questions
fine.
Are in.
I'm not complaining. I'm in a good mood.
Good.
I'm fine.
Okay.
It's Blue Friday.
Yeah.
Tom.
So you just
Terrell
got that,
already
you got that
the
right?
Riot.
Yes.
Yes. Tom.
What?
True or false? Both.
False.
Wait. Both teams, the Seahawks and Packers, rank in the top 10 in total offense this year. Someone texted in, Jake, name the number on the back of Aaron Rodgers' jersey.
I'm going to say true. Come
you,
on!
I'm sorry!
How can they not be?
Well, the Seahawks finished 8th overall with 307. Geez.
How can Green Bay not be in the top 10?
They're not. They finished 18th with 345 yards per game.
I'm sorry, Tom, but that's still good news. You know, you should be disappointed, but still happy.
Okay, let's see how Jake does here. Jake, the Packers' leading receiver is Devontae Adams. Who is their second leading receiver? That's better, right? Oh, it's multiple choice. Okay.
Oh, I thought you were only going to give Tom the multiple choice.
No, I'll give Jake multiple choice. A, Aaron Lazard. B, Marquez Valdez-Scantling. Or C, Aaron Jones.
Did you say Marquez?
That's how the Packers, I knew that people would text in. That's
Is that
how
actually how they
that's
pronounce
That's how the
it?
Pronunciation guide says. It's
no
Marquez.
Kidding.
Aaron Jones? No.
There you go, Tom. No, it's Aaron Lazard. He has 477. But let me tell you what, Aaron Jones has 474. He was 3 yards away from being their second leading receiver.
Oh,
he has
on.
Just been phenomenal. Tom.
I need at least one.
Okay, Tom.
For dignity.
Which quarterback threw more touchdown passes this season, Aaron Rodgers or Russell Wilson?
Okay. I know Russell Wilson threw like 31, right?
That's correct.
Aaron Rodgers threw. Is there a choice C equal?
Nope.
All right, Aaron threw more. What?
Aaron threw 26. Russell Wilson threw 31. Tom, come
you
on,
just
I
got
that was
the question
gimme.
About their total offensive rank and the Packers' offense.
But that doesn't mean.
Tom, it's okay. It's okay. Jake, outside of Aaron Rodgers and Brett Favre, name 3 of the 4 quarterbacks to have started a game for the Green Bay Packers since 2000. This is a Tom question if I've ever seen it.
Since 2000?
Yes.
I didn't hear the question.
Okay, I'll read it again. Outside of Aaron Rodgers and Brett Favre, you cannot name them as options. Name 3 of the 4 quarterbacks to have started a game for the Green Bay Packers since 2000.
Okay, Brett Hundley. Matt Flynn.
Yes. Seneca Wallace. And is it Scott Tolzien is the other?
Stacey.
What?
Stacey, I
have an answer third.
Sorry, Jake. Looks like you got it.
That was wrong. Question. Oh.
What?
Man.
Yes,
he forfeits the
answer. Well, we have a tiebreaker question.
Well, I don't have any, I haven't gotten anything wrong.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, it's a long day. It's
okay.
What it is. Look, here's the thing. Here's question number 9 now. Tom, I believe in you. Tom?
Yeah.
Look at me in your eyes.
I'm looking you.
Good. I believe in you. Okay. In what statistical category does Packers running back Aaron Jones lead the NFL? Think carefully before you answer.
Okay, there's a lot.
It's not like some
It's not like
useless
UZR
stat.
Or something.
It's a significant
He leads the league in rushing touchdowns.
Yay! He did it! Yes, he and Derrick Henry are tied with 16, which
really?
Leads the league.
What's the score?
It's 2-1.
You're still in this, thanks to me, thanks to my blunder.
I can put this away right here. Is that
it was such a good question, too.
Should we give Tom the option to steal this question?
Yeah, we changed the rules.
Because if Jake gets it right, he wins.
Okay.
If he gets it wrong, Tom can force
overtime. Well, Tom wants to change rules mid-game if it helps him win.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so do I.
Okay. Tom, you can steal, but Jake has a chance to answer first.
Okay,
number 10. The Packers didn't start playing all home games in Green Bay until 1994, when Jake Heaps was just 1. Where else
Easy.
Did they play
that
before that?
Where else did they play before that?
Yeah. What if I said just 15 years old?
Do I have to name the park correctly?
You have to the answer correct.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Let me look to the judges.
I know where they
played. Do I have to get the right answer?
Yes, you have to have the right.
Yes.
That was a good joke, Kyle.
Thank you.
They split games.
The answer is Cardinals.
From playing in Green Bay, and they played in Milwaukee, but I don't know what the name of the park is.
Tom?
Okay. I need to get the wording right?
You have to have it correct.
Yes.
The words I see on this
the way
page
it was explained
have
to, me.
To match okay. with the words coming yes. out of your mouth
this
right
is,
now.
This is what I know that stadium as, so this is the best guess I can give. Milwaukee County Stadium.
Wow!
Oh, come we on. Need a tiebreaker.
To force overtime.
All right, here we go. Tiebreaker question. Should we go first to buzz in?
No. Just read it. They'll follow along.
Okay, great. Tiebreaker.
Okay.
Closest to the number without going over, how many people are on the Packers season ticket waiting list?
So you'll both get a chance to give your answer.
Okay, how
Price
many,
is Right style.
How many people are on season ticket waiting list?
Without going
Closest
over?
Closest without going over.
Man.
This is tough.
I feel like it would help to know the population of Green Bay.
Tom, you have the advantage. You looked up Green Bay all morning.
I know,
but
man.
You don't have to live in Green Bay to be on the waiting
that's
list.
That's true. No, that's a good point.
Darren Revelle is on the waiting list quite famously.
Okay. I am going to say...
I can't wait for you both to... Well, I guess it's just the closest.
12,000. 12,000 people are on the waiting list.
Okay, Tom, what's your answer? Closest to the number without going over.
20,000.
Tom!
Tom, you're closest.
Come on!
But let me tell you what. The answer is 130,000.
Okay, I was actually going to guess
you
half
were
a million.
I
thought Tom
off.
Was going to guess 12,001 and just, like, block up the
actually,
victory.
What I was going to do, I was going to just say one.
Well, then you would have lost.
Oh, because you would have gone under, so you thought it was less than...
Jake guessed too low. If he had said a million,
yeah,
I would
have
just said one.
Classic right. Price is Right tutelage.
That's a good victory.
It.
For That was a great
No, it's
victory.
Not. It's
this
a tainted
a
victory.
I came back. It was a three. I was down 2-0.
Yeah, it's a good job. I didn't close out. Stacey didn't help me there.
What's on tap?
Sorry.
This is What's on Tap with Tom, Jake, and Stacey. So, folks, what's on tap?
I'll tell you what's on tap. Our NFL divisional round picks coming up next. Minnesota at San Francisco, Tennessee at Baltimore, Houston at Kansas City, and Seattle at Green Bay, where apparently there's 130,000 people waiting for season tickets. Give us a call, 206-421-3776 or 866-979-3776. We're making our picks next, 710 ESPN Seattle.
You're listening to Tom, Jake, and Stacy.
Powered through the Alaska Airlines Studio.
Streaming through the 710 Sports app and on 710sports.com.
Now, here are your hosts, Tom Wassel, Jake Heaps, and Stacy Rost.
Hey, can I tell you something? See this thing I have with a bunch of X's and
oh
check
my
marks?
Gosh.
I'm putting this thing up on the fridge today when I go home.
Well, I want you to know, people are it's a very controversial win.
Really? Why?
Someone compared it to the Hail Mary / Fail Mary.
Oh, really?
Because I ruined Jake's question. Yeah, this is maybe the most controversial edition.
But that
edition.
Happens. We
that's the thing.
It's an officiating error.
It's a human error.
It's human error. That's the way it is.
And sometimes winners win.
Stacey
All the time, winners
no
win. What
incredible.
Am I saying?
Jake, name three. He names two. Okay, and where are the other two?
Right.
Wow, looks like you don't have a chance.
Well, hey, you know,
I am still flabbergasted.
Let the cards
I don't know
fall
what
where they
to
may.
Think about this. We are going to go to the competition committee.
No,
and
we're
we
not.
Are going to get this fixed next year.
We're not going to fix it after the fact. We're just going to create a new rule that we're going to use in week one for the game show, and then I'm going to completely abandon it by like week two.
It'll be a catastrophe. All right, we're making our picks here. First, let's talk to our caller who is currently in the Netherlands. He's a Snohomish native. Please welcome Sean. What's up, Sean?
How we doing?
Sean, come on. You got to be more fired
on,
up
Sean.
Than that, for God's sakes.
I'm really fired up. I'm calling you from the Netherlands.
Sean, are you eating bitterball?
It's 11:30 at night here.
Oh, it's 11:30 at night?
I just
you're trying to be quiet.
I just had bitterballing.
You got to have the bitterballing,
yeah. No, I just had bitterballing.
All right.
That man. Is impressive.
Well, hang on for a few minutes here. We'll make our picks. We'll come right back to you, all right?
Love you guys.
I love you too, Sean.
We love you too. Right. When you're in the Netherlands, yes.
Minnesota Vikings at San Francisco.
Well, that kind of that had some Chris Berman in
yeah,
there.
49ers. Stacey Ross, make your pick.
With the news of Quan Alexander, can he play this weekend? He's being activated for this game, correct? Not with the hope that he can play next week?
I don't think so. I think I could be completely wrong on how that works. I thought during the season when you activate people off of the IR, it is for the following week,
okay.
But I could be wrong about that.
Normally, I
assume
that
too, straight.
But yeah, if you do know, but I'm going to, if he can play, I think I might choose San Francisco in this one.
Because of that?
Yeah, I mean, I think he helps in your run game, and that's really where the battle's going to be. I completely agree with Jake. It's going to be between Minnesota's run game versus San Francisco's run defense.
Can I tell you how wrong you are about that?
Yeah,
no,
tell
I'm
me.
Just kidding. I have no idea. All right, so San Francisco, what do you think, Jake?
I'm kind of buying the Minnesota Vikings right now. I'm buying their defense. I'm buying their run game.
Are you buying Kyle Rudolph's gloves on eBay?
I am not doing that.
All right.
Although it'd be a cool souvenir to have.
There you go.
I think I'm going to go with the Minnesota Vikings. I think Kirk Cousins pulls off the improbable twice, and it gives the Seahawks a chance to have the NFC Championship at CenturyLink Field.
I'm going with Minnesota, too, just because I feel like it.
Okay. That's fine. I'll write down my choice.
How long has it been since Minnesota's been in the – oh, it's been since the Saints beat them. With Brett Favre threw that pick, right?
Yes.
This ain't the Super Bowl!
No, he said, this isn't Detroit, man. This is the Super Bowl!
Super Bowl!
Can you find that bite?
Of course.
Thank you. All right, next game is going to be... Who is it? Is it the Texans? No, Tennessee at Baltimore. Jake, you start.
I think this is Baltimore. I mean, Tennessee, it's been a nice story. It's been a nice run. The fact that you were able to beat the Patriots in Foxborough, I think that's great. But the road ends in Baltimore. I think this defense is absolutely going to take on the challenge of Derrick Henry. They're going to hit him. They're going to harass him. The highest pressure percentage in the NFL in terms of getting after the quarterback. And so I think Tannehill is definitely going to be under siege. So I'm taking Baltimore.
Yeah, I love Tennessee's run game and their defense. But I think I love Baltimore's run game and their defense even more. I go Baltimore.
Yeah, I don't need to chime in, but you already know I would pick Baltimore.
All right. I think I go first on this one. Houston at Kansas City. Man, see, of the four games, this one seems like it's the trap game. Like, can Andy Reid find a way to screw this one up? Can Deshaun Watson, on the road, figure out a way to will his team to win? While Patrick Mahomes, like, goes out with a finger injury in the third quarter or something? I'm going to say no, Kansas City.
I'm going to make my pick 1 second. Quan Alexander will play this Saturday. So I don't know if that changes your pick. Probably not.
It doesn't.
Just as a heads up for fans that are watching the
huge
game.
It's a huge boost to the 49ers.
Yeah. I'm also going KC on this one.
Okay. All right, next game. Stacey, you pick first. The Seattle Seahawks at the Green Bay Packers. This does come down to Stacey because she wasn't feeling good before.
Well, it's not that. I think there are aspects of this matchup that would make me a bit nervous. And so when I look at this, there's absolutely ways that Seattle can win this game, right? They step up in their pass rush again. It comes alive again. If Russell Wilson plays 96% of the offense again and does so effectively, they win this game. But I just question whether or not you can do that. I look at Za'Darius Smith. I think that's a horrible matchup. So I have to go with Green Bay, though that being said, I'm not going to be shocked if Seattle wins this one. I just not sure it'll happen.
So you're going Green Bay?
I'm going Green Bay.
This is going to be a close game. This is going to be a heck of a matchup. I think that the Seahawks win this game. I think Russell Wilson is going to have another big performance. DK Metcalf and Tyler Lockett are feeling good right now, and I do believe that the Packers' run defense is very susceptible to the point where it's going to allow the Seahawks to run effectively with Marshawn Lynch and Travis Homer, that is going to allow them to slow down that pass rush. I think that's the difference of the game, and so that's the reason why I'm picking the Seahawks.
Man, so I got to be
You're the tiebreaker.
All right. Well, if I'm the tiebreaker, I don't want to shoulder the responsibility of picking Green Bay to win this game.
That's fair.
Because we don't get to go, I told you so, on Monday. We don't do that.
No, I wouldn't do that. And to be honest, my week is going to be more fun if they win.
Of course, well, yeah.
But I'm just...
But you got to go with your gut.
I'm saying, this is my gut. It's
All right,
look, what I've been writing about.
We're going Seattle, and now we got to pick a score.
I'll let Jake do it.
Okay. Yeah, I guess the two of us will figure it out.
I think the score will be... See, the thing is Green Bay hasn't scored a lot of points this year. So I think this is going to be in the low 20s, quite honestly. I'm thinking that the game will probably be 28.
Say it.
28-24.
Okay. That's the same score I predicted this morning.
Really?
Yeah, but it was obviously the opposite.
I was going to say 28-22 because that was the score of last time in the NFC Championship. You want to do that?
I like it. Let's
do it. 28-22 in overtime or regulation?
In regulation.
Regulation.
All right. Imagine overtime for this game.
You know what that would be?
Wild.
Wild?
Wild. Sean in the Netherlands. You still up, Sean?
Yeah, I'm still here.
All right, brother. First game, Minnesota at San Francisco. Who you got?
San Fran.
All right. We got one different there. Tennessee at Baltimore Saturday night.
Tennessee.
Are you going to be able to watch any of these games?
I'm staying up all night long to watch all these games. That's why I'm up late right now to get my body in order, you know?
Oh, he's resetting his body clock.
He's getting ready for the road game.
Interesting.
Yeah.
What do you stream them?
Oh, yeah. Stream them. NFL Game Pass. Yeah.
Oh, okay, cool.
Oh, yeah.
Houston at Kansas City, Sunday at noon here.
Kansas City's going to win that.
All right, and finally, Seattle at Green Bay.
Seattle 23-17. Russell Wilson's one of the greatest quarterbacks of all time. So, am I wrong?
Am I reading this right? That game starts at 12:40 a.m. your time.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. Good luck to you.
And I have a flight at 4:30 a.m.
Oh, what a trooper!
Wait a minute. Wait, so he's going to miss the Seahawks.
Yeah, you got to stay up. How are you going to? The game might not even be over.
Dedication, that's how.
Well, if it goes into overtime, I'm not going to the airport. That is true. Wow. I missed my flight.
That is dedication. That is what I'm talking about.
Especially because a flight back here from the Netherlands has got to be pretty expensive.
You could sleep on the flight.
Oh, it's not cheap.
But yeah. To ditch the ticket and miss the flight
is what I mean.
All right, well, Sean, best of luck to you. Hang on the line, Sean. Yeah, hang on the line. We'll get your information. Dedication. If you're in the Netherlands, what city do you go? Oh, Amsterdam. That's where you go to, right? Or Rotterdam. One of those two. You're giving me this blank look like you have no idea.
I don't know the answer to this question.
Yeah.
You guys don't know the major cities of the Netherlands?
Amsterdam.
Of course, you got Groningen.
Oh, of course. How could I forget?
Come on.
Utrecht, we call it the GAN.
The Hague,
yes.
Eindhoven.
Curtis, right, how are you right. just... Rattling these off.
He's looking at
Wikipedia. He's Googling. He doesn't know this.
Oh, man.
No, don't believe him.
I fully believe
that Curtis knows all of those cities.
You know, if it wasn't incredibly obvious that he was Googling, I would believe that he knew that.
You don't know anything about the Hague, man.
You don't know anything, Curtis.
I don't know anything about the Hague.
Nothing.
They know everything about me.
No!
Oh, my God. We sum it up next. 710 ESPN Seattle.
It's time to sum it up with Tom, Jake, and Stacey.
Shot clock turned off.
The final word on everything that matters today in sports. Brought to you by Zone In CBD.
Step back!
Hey, Jake, you know what my favorite part of today's show was?
What's that?
When I beat you at that game show.
When you fraudulently beat me?
Yeah.
Well, this is when I do the Homer Simpson sink into the bushes and just let you guys fight it out while I completely ignore the fact that I ruined Jake's question.
I got more questions right than you did. Did you enjoy that? You know what that means? It means I know more about football than you.
Oh, my gosh.
It does.
This is...
But it doesn't matter because you and I are making... Essentially the same prediction. We learned that last segment about this game.
We did, yes.
Mid-20s, right around there for both teams. We both think the Seahawks can pull this off. Again, I don't think that there's anything about the makeup of this game, starting with the weather and the lore of that stadium and the fans and even the quarterback who's been one of the great quarterbacks of all time. He's still a great quarterback. He's like an A minus. He's not the A plus that he was in 2011 or 12, but he's like an A minus. He's still very dangerous.
Yes.
He can still get you up and down the field in the span of 30 seconds if he needs to. I like the running back Aaron Jones too, but other than that, there's nothing that's out of the ordinary that I think the Seahawks have to deal with. There's good players. There's very good players all over the place. You don't get to be 13-3 and a 2 seed by not having good players. But I think the Seahawks are as equipped to deal with this as they have been with Minnesota earlier in the year, with San Francisco earlier in the year, a handful of the good teams they beat. I think they're ready to go.
I do too. And I look at the Green Bay Packers and I respect them, but I do not fear them in any way, shape, or form. And I look at their schedule and based off of who they've played and all of that that I factor in, I just don't think that they have played nearly as tough of teams as the Seattle Seahawks have. And I think that this team has enough grit, it has enough belief in itself that they can pull this situation off. And that Green Bay, you know, all the signs tell you that, you know, Green Bay has been successful at home. Well, the Seattle Seahawks can challenge that because they've been great on the road. And Russell Wilson, if he has over 100 yards in terms of passer rating, I think that that is the key stat to look at for them to win this game.
You say over 100 in passer rating or over 100 yards?
Over 100 in passer rating.
Okay.
Yes. Because that means that he is being efficient, he's being effective, and he's playing Russell Wilson-like football. And this is going to come down to having timely runs with Marshawn Lynch, Travis Homer. Can you protect Russell Wilson? That is the big question in this game. If you can protect him, I feel really confident in this because, like Stacy, the one person that scares me is Za'Darius Smith. That really is the guy that I think sets the tone for their defense. And outside of that, I feel really good about this offense and where for the Seahawks offense and how it can attack the Packers' defense.
I think if there's a reason for encouragement, it's that Seattle doesn't need to do anything it hasn't done before to beat the Packers. You just need to be able to get it done at the same time in the same game. You need the kind of offensive day that you had for DK Metcalf and Russell Wilson. You also need the kind of defensive performance you had against San Francisco. So are you going to be able to get it done at the same time? I don't know. This is the time to do it. It's why you're in the playoffs. The best teams are in the playoffs, and you have to prove that you're one of them.
Do you guys know, a little trivia question for the room here.
What up?
Do you guys, so the Green Bay was 7 at home this year. 7-1, excuse me. Who was the only team to beat them?
The 49ers?
No.
Oh, at home? In
Green Bay.
I have the schedule looked up, so I can't answer this.
Okay, so you abstain.
The Bears.
Incorrect.
That wasn't my answer, actually.
I was just thinking through it.
I'm trying to think of what
NFC East opponent.
Oh, come on. You don't have to narrow it down that much.
Yeah.
Jacob.
Not even on the path.
Oh, gosh.
Here.
Is it the Giants?
No. God, no. Do you know Curtis?
I mean, I've...
The Eagles?
Yeah, I saw it.
Yeah, it's the Eagles.
Yes!
You really earned that one,
got
Stace.
It! I really got it.
It's exactly how Stacey runs most trivia questions.
Exactly.
Sorry.
You get self. That was week four. That was
Scott Tolzien. I was going to say Tolzien.
That's what I was going to say, just so you know.
Would you have gotten all of those?
I wouldn't have gotten
he
all
would have
of them.
Gotten
but
it.
I would have
would
gotten,
you have
gotten
Seneca Wallace?
He claims. He did get Seneca Wallace.
No.
The
thing is,
no. He got Matt Flynn and he got...
Brett Hundley.
Hundley, yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. He's good.
Oh, hey, can I remind you guys of something?
Yes.
Because it's Blue Friday, we're asking you to head to 710sports.com/win and submit a Blue Friday photo of yourself in Seahawks gear for a chance to win a Seahawks Pro Shop gift card. Thanks to our friends at the Seahawks Pro Shop who want to get you ready for the Seahawks playoffs matchup this weekend. Again, details and rules for our Blue Friday photo contest are at 710sports.com/win.
What do I need from that store right now? I've got a couple of sweatshirts.
Do you have a beanie? It's getting cold out. It's going to snow next week.
I wear a beanie almost everywhere.
I need to
everywhere.
Get gloves.
Yeah, get some gloves.
Yeah.
Driving gloves?
Mittens, maybe. But I'm afraid, my fear with mittens is that I'm going to need to use my fingers for dexterity to like grip the steering wheel or do something, and then I'm going to die because I'm wearing mittens. I don't know. It's just a thought that I've had before when I've considered buying mittens, which has been many times.
All right, that so Stacey's going to die.
Okay.
It's a deep, dark fear. They are going to win. I just got hit with the butterflies. Like it just hit. Usually it hits me right after the show. My excitement and my anxiety hits, and like I get the butterflies throughout the entire weekend until the game hits. Let's go. Come on.
I'm gonna go home and listen to Rush nonstop.
Aww. There you go, Tom.
I'm really sad over this. The death of Neil Peart. for those of you who didn't know. Anyway.
Celebrate him.
Celebrate him. Go home and listen to as much Rush as is possible. Watch the games over the weekend. We'll be back Monday, 710 ESPN Seattle.